The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save a Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Lots of information that you can use to improve your good health, your lifespan, and how full of quality your lifespan might be. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Janet. Pleasure to be here with you in the great studios of WWNN Radio. And we should mention the fact that if people cannot listen on the radio for any particular reason, you can definitely listen online. And then we're going to give you another option that you'll be able to do after we finish the online address. And the online address, if you want to listen on your computer, would be www.WWNNradio1470am.com. And just go to that website, click on Listen Live, and you're right there with us in real time.
WNNradio.com.
Right. No 1470. Oh, you don't need 1470?
WNNradio.com.
All right. That's according to our illustrious producer, Mr. Joe Light. So we thank you, Joe. That's a little shortcut. And I know how discouraging it is sometimes to type in all these letters for some of these names when you go online.
But then they'll be in your memory, so you just have to type in the first couple of letters, and your choices will come up.
So, again, it's www.WNN1470.
No, WNNradio.com.
Oh, radio.com. Okay, so
no numbers.
WNNradio.com. All right.
Is it WWNNradio.com? And I have a visual here.
Right.
Okay. WWNNradio.com.
I did want to make mention also that the young lady, Nicole Crane, who was on the air prior to Janet and I, is a young lady who used to work for me back in the mid
90s?
About in the it was along about 12 years ago.
Okay, all right. So.
And she's a great person with a great deal of knowledge, and she's available to speak to at the invite location that she spoke about in Boca Raton. So I applaud her for all the knowledge that she has gathered through all the years in helping people achieve their health goals in life. And I do want to make mention that I got a question for you. Do you remember the first bank you did business with here in Florida?
I do. It's very long gone.
All right. So it was bought up by a larger conglomerate.
Probably the next three banks that I banked with were bought up and bought up and bought up. So what were little hometown banks? Gone.
So, if you don't mind me asking, without getting personal, what is the bank you currently do business with? I'm asking for a specific reason.
Okay. Well, for political and personal reasons, because I object to what has happened in the banking industry, I use a credit union.
Oh, okay. Very interesting choice, without a doubt. I know they're very popular down here.
Well, it's actual personal information. There isn't bulletproof glass between me and the teller. And people greet me by name. And that's something that's critically important to me. I moved to Boca Raton when it really was a small town. 95 did not go all the way through. It was only partially built. So it was a community. And that's one of the things that I liked about it. And unfortunately, this community, so to speak, has disappeared. It is a city.
That's why I brought the topic up. Because I had a similar experience when I came to Florida to live here permanently in 1973. The bank that I chose to use was a bank that I was using up north called National City Bank. I don't know if you remember them.
I do.
But again, they have been since eaten up by larger conglomerates. But the thing I liked about National City in doing business with them is when I came to Florida, I went into the branch that was down here. I think it was in Lauderhill, which was a lot different in those days, back in the 70s, very sparsely populated in those days.
Rural, even.
And I went and saw the bank manager, and I had a couple of things to take care of, and he says, "We'll take care of it." And he stuck his hand out to shake my hand without having me sign a single thing, nothing. He just said, "I will take care of it." And he did. It was fast, efficient, and most friendly. And that was back in 73. And through those years, up until they were bought out and eaten up by other big banks, I have not been able to find the same level of compassion and help.
Human to human interaction.
Exactly.
This is
until
corporate to lowly human interaction.
Yeah, until about 12 years ago, or maybe 14 years ago, I found First Citizens. And First Citizens is a very small bank, at least down here in South Florida. And the two people, in fact, I just left this morning, Ryan and Malcolm, are like family. You walk in, they know you who you are. They greet you by name. They got a big smile on their face to see you. And if you have a situation, whatever it may be, you just speak to them, and immediately it's like history. They take care of it, and it's done. And you know it's done efficiently. So anybody, if they're looking for a small hometown bank that can take care of you the way you deserve to be taken care of, I would certainly recommend First Citizens. And they have only a few branches, I know, here in South Florida. But that would be my choice for anybody looking to open up a new account anywhere. And I think John's advice about a credit union is also very, very good. We, in fact, have in the shopping center at a Save-A-Lot, there is a credit union.
Wonderful.
I'm not sure about the number or the name, but maybe in time we can let people know, and you'll probably find out in the more time you spend there what the name of it is and maybe how they do business and whether or not it's very similar to what you're accustomed to. So we can keep our listeners informed, because the hour that we spend here with everybody is to try to improve overall health. And I think when you have less stress in your life, you perform a whole lot better. There's no question about it. And the other area I wanted to point it out, Jenna, do you have a stockbroker or a person, a financial guy that you would go to and say, what can I do with this or what can I do with that?
Okay, it's a family member. So,
oh, okay.
Tricia.
Is she with a company that people would recognize?
Morgan Stanley.
Okay, they're a very large conglomerate. That has many different tentacles.
Yes, they do.
That reach out and can help you. I personally use Ameriprise Financial, and my guy is Steve Lovin. So if you're looking for a situation in the financial area, you definitely want to go to Ameriprise and look up Steve Lovin. If he's listening out there and he wants to give out any information about how the people can reach him, I'll be more than happy to do it for him at some point in the future. But that's who I would recommend. And again, over the course of the show that we're going to be doing every day, I think it's important we share some of this information, especially when it comes to everyday things that people look for. And I know that we're going to be doing that with physicians as time goes on. And we're going to be doing it with counselors that specialize in certain fields. I know we recently discussed through email something that you wanted to do as far as recommendation for people who do specific things to help improve the health through proper eating channels, which I know is another area. Not that they should avoid you, because I think you have some great ideas when helping people as to what choices of food they should be using to help them.
I have any number of associates that provide enhancement to what I do. So I provide the foundation and then give direction to different areas where someone might want to focus. And if they want the best of the best, I can direct them to those different practitioners. We were talking about finance, and I just wanted to let people know about Tropical Financial Credit Union. So that's an organization in Pembroke Pines, and that organization cares very much about the health of their employees, and they provide a range of different support approaches to maintain health among their employees. So Tropical Financial, I just recently did a program for them that lasted about 2 months long, and it was organized through a corporate wellness program. So different corporations out there, if they are looking for simplified approaches to enhance and support the health of their workers, that is something that I do, those corporate wellness programs. And Tropical Financial has availed themselves of my services.
Yeah, and there are many branches for Tropical?
The only one that I am familiar with is Pembroke Pines. Yeah.
Okay, so that would be south of where we are. That doesn't necessarily mean you can't live in Boca and go down to Tropical.
Well, very interesting that there are employees who commute to Tropical Financial in Pembroke Pines. That's where they're employed. They live in Boca. Yeah.
So. Well, earlier we spoke about the website for WNN, and I wanted to make sure that we let people know that Save-A-Lot also has a website. And we are archiving all the radio shows that we do here in the studio of WWNN. So the address for the website, Janet, I just, if you're going to give me a minute to bring it up.
I will just repeat, WWNNradio.com. You can listen live on your computer. There is a WNN app that is available in the App Store. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Al Foreman will have the address that you can reach Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Stay tuned. More to come.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Now, do you have your iPad out? Do you have your phone out? Do you have your computer out? Or old school paper and pen?
They're always helpful.
All right. So here are the ways that you can reach the information of progress with Save a Lot Nutrition Centers. www.savalotnutrition.com. Okay. And there are different forms of this. You can have Save a Lot, SAV-A-Lot, or SAV-A-LotNutritionCenters.com. Okay, so with or without the dashes, you're going to find SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And if anyone is having any problem, if you would like to email me, you can reach me, Janet, J-A-N-E-T, the letter C, 920@comcast.net. And I can hopefully direct you in the right way to find more about Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers.
And let me give out my email address also, Janet. It's al667@bellsouth.net. That's al667@bellsouth.net. And also, as a point of information on the site that shows the progress of how the store is coming along, there is my cell phone number on there, which is a direct link to me. And that goes to my cell phone, and I generally do answer my phone, unless, of course, I'm on the air, like right now with Janet, and I'm not able to. And that brings me to the point of the store, Janet, because in the store we have, I think there's going to be 16 phone lines. And my goal is to not have voicemail. In fact, we will not have voicemail to anybody who calls. So if you call the number, which we don't have yet for the store, you will get a live person. And you won't be able to push one for English or two for Spanish or three for Chinese or four for Mongolese or whatever language they're looking to promote. We only speak English at the store. We do have people that can speak Spanish, but you have to request it. And the important issue is that, again, the phone will be answered by a live person within three rings of the telephone. And we will get to your question or your comment or anything else when we answer the phone. If we can't answer it directly, you'll be put on a very short hold, and one of our staff people will definitely get to you to answer the question immediately. When we close the store, then it will be on a voicemail system that just tells you that we are closed. And for the benefit of the people who are just listening, the store hours for Save-A-Lot will be 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday to Friday, 9 to 6 on Saturday, closed on Sunday, and closed for all the major holidays throughout the year, including the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the holiday of Yom Kippur, both of which are coming up very shortly. However, we won't be open for business anyway. But the store of the first day of, again, Rosh Hashanah will be closed. I believe it comes up the beginning of October. And then Rosh Hashanah. The second holiday is Yom Kippur, which comes up, I think, around the 12th of October. So normally, if we were open for business, we would be closed the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the holiday of Yom Kippur, in addition to all the other national holidays throughout the year. So now, those are the hours.
Al, you have invited our listeners to come and take a look at the progress with regard to the construction of the store. Do you want to give the address?
By all means. In fact, we're lining up right now products that people can come in and get for free. I mean, absolutely free. You don't have to do anything. All you got to do is come into the store. And the store is located at 3105 North State Road 7. And that's in Margate. And it's a half a mile south of Sample Road, whether you're coming from the east or whether you're coming from the west. It's very easy to get to, and it's in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. The sign for the store hopefully will be going up next week, so at least you'll be able to see the visibility of where we are located. Otherwise, we are at the south end of the shopping center, or south of Penn Dutch. If you shop in Penn Dutch, we'd be to the left of Penn Dutch at the south end of the shopping center. So next week, starting on Monday, Janet, we're going to make announcements to what we're going to be giving away free, 100% free. There's no obligation. All you have to do is come into the store, say hello, and there'll be a lineup on one of the, petitions that are being worked on. You just come in, pick up what you want, and you can say goodbye. As simple as that. And we'll be doing this until we open the doors for business. Then we have some other fantastic surprises, one of which will be giving away free T-shirts with the Save-A-Lot logo and the emblem, announcing that Save-A-Lot is all EDLP. And we'll get more into that as each show goes on. And then Janet has a fantastic line of products that she's introduced that people will be able to take advantage of through her at some very, very special prices. And if you want, Jenny, you can mention, I know, four key products that you do love.
No, oh, absolutely, yes.
They work perfectly in anybody's body.
And that's the focus of the design of this line of products, that they are appropriate for anyone. They are appropriate for individuals taking medication because there is nothing in them that will interfere with taking their medication. And so I will be at the store on the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th from 2 to 4. And, of course, those days will be on the radio, so I will be sure to announce that I will be available at the store just to say hello from 2 to 4, keeping in mind that there isn't air conditioning, that we are in construction mode, so it isn't necessarily appropriate for any kind of nutrition or medical kinds of questions. You just want to come in, say hello, and I will introduce the products that I have put together, Janet's Best Formulas, and they are Jana Juice, which is a profile of all super fruits that have a very high antioxidant content. Jana Gest, which is a comprehensive digestive enzyme, Jana Biotic, which is a probiotic, and Jana Detox. So there are four products, and I will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location, and that will be on August 24, 25, 26, from 2 to 4 in the afternoon.
That's next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Right.
And 2 to 4. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's plenty of time because it gets very warm.
Yes,
and stifling in the location.
So
we're hoping, though, by that time, we may have air conditioning.
Uh-huh.
So that all depends upon the city of Margate, because it has been very difficult doing business with the city of Margate to get all the permits and the inspections that we truly need, because the city only works 4 days a week. They work Monday through Thursday and are closed on Friday. So it's 20% of the work week we can't use, not available. But so what can you do? But again, I just wanted to make mention of the fact that EDLP stands for Everyday Low Prices. That is something I believed in over the years. And the products that we will be selling, whether they be vitamins, supplement, personal care, pet care, household, and dry organic groceries, will be all at Everyday Low Prices. There will be nothing sold at Tunney's at full price, and there will be nothing sold at Save-A-Lot that has artificial ingredients. So in Save-A-Lot, you can rest assured that you will find only the finest ingredients, nothing artificial, no GMOs of any kind, no artificial ingredients like Jana had pointed out in one of the shows with the food dyes that are used. Nothing with polysorbate 80, which is another artificial ingredient. And what are some of the other unnatural ingredients, Janet, that people may find?
Well, people may find in supplements talc, which you are stunned to read that word in a list of ingredients for something that you're going to be swallowing. Polyethylene glycol, which is essentially antifreeze. You don't want to be swallowing that on a daily basis. You mentioned polysorbate 80. Polysorbate 80 in and of itself does not have the same types of dangers, let's say, as polyethylene glycol. However, it is manufactured with contact to carcinogenic substances. So again, I don't want to be swallowing that on a daily basis. So if you're seeing that in your vitamin other ingredients list, back away. And certainly the red dye, the yellow dye, the blue, all of those come with a long list of negatives. Very often, as you mentioned, I believe yesterday, Al, you were talking about parabens and how common parabens are in health and beauty aids. Sodium lauryl sulfate as a sudsing agent in shampoos. So there are so many different chemicals that you absolutely want to make certain that you are avoiding. There are certain things that we might not necessarily have the opportunity to avoid, but you can read the small print and be assured that you won't find any of those components that I've just mentioned in products found at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. It's time for us to take a break here on Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers Hour, and we'll be right back.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Center.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAV-A-LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to Al at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Al Foreman, the founder of Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. And for the next parts of the show, we're going to talk about the impact that stress may have on your health. And Al, you have something to say about that.
I certainly do, Janet. I think the key point in that commercial that was just played about EDLP is a major stress factor to a lot of people. A lot of people are on tight budgets. They live paycheck to paycheck, but yet they want to make sure that their family gets the best possible food and nutrition that is available around them. And I think this is where that Save-A-Lot will play an important role, because the groceries that we do have, they'll all be dry, but they'll all be organic, but they will all be priced at the right price. Meaning that if you've been buying something at $2, you may find it for a dollar at Save-A-Lot. However, it may not last more than a couple of weeks, because we're going to be doing in-and-out specials to try to give you the best value for your total kitchen experience while you're cooking, to give you the best possible food products that are organic. And this is why I think people stress a great deal. They want to do right for the family, but unfortunately the money does not let them do right. And of course the same thing would apply with supplements, where they can buy the supplements. They don't have to buy a BOGO, buy one, get one free, and still pay what I consider to be a higher price. What they'll be able to do is just buy one as they need it at the everyday low price that we feature 52 weeks a year, which is the key part of operating in a less stressful environment. But talking about stress, Shannon, the topic that you brought up, I think people go through life using years of where they're at as stress points. Just to give you an example, when you finish high school and now you're deciding what you want to do in college. So what are you going to do in college? And then you decide that you want to be a doctor, and you go to classes that teach you how to be a doctor. But then you find out, I don't like being a doctor. I want to be something else. I want to be an accountant. And you may change your major and look to go to something else. But you're living under stressful times because your parents may have said to you, that's a good choice, being a doctor, and we'd like to see you be a doctor. However, as time goes on, you're saying to yourself, I can't do this. And I'm building up a great deal of stress in my life trying to accomplish this. And I think at different stages of people's lives, they come across these different challenges that give them stressful moments. And most people may turn to pharmaceuticals as a way of alleviating the stress and anxiety, because they believe it's the magic bullet to get to where they want to be at. But you and I have different ideas.
Certainly so do.
Where would your ideas flow to some of these people that are living under stress? Got to keep in mind, though, also how old they are, because I think most people fall into different categories of stress.
Okay. For students, because you were mentioning what people go through as college students and choosing a major and how stressful that might be, and then if they find themselves following the wrong path, additional stress, maintaining grade point averages, additional stress. So one of the approaches that I use is theanine, and there is a specific patented version of theanine called sun theanine, and you can look for that patented version on any supplement bottles you might pick up. Seeing the sun theanine logo will kind of give you assurance, will surely give you assurance that you are getting the dose that is listed on the label, and you're getting the specific form from very specific raw materials. What theanine does is achieve physical relaxation while allowing mental clarity. So your brain tends to work very quickly, smoothly, easily. Your memory is enhanced and supported, and your body has muscle relaxation. So for people who might get tense before an exam, Theanine is a perfect recommendation. I had an older man. He was older comparing his age to the other people in the class. He was in his 50s. The people in his class were in their late teens or early 20s, and he was very concerned that his brain wouldn't be as sharp as those other students, and he was very concerned that he would not distinguish himself in the class in the way that he wanted to. And my recommendation to him was the sun theanine, taken very specific times of the day and very specific times before certain classes and before tests and exams. Then, in addition to the theanine, I recommended that he use DHA, DHA being the specific component of omega-3 fatty acids that enhances brain function. And with those two products, he was very well able not only to keep up with the younger people in the class, but to, as he desired, to distinguish himself. And he came back to me very proudly declaring that he was at the top of his class and had no stress with regard to taking in the information, being able to recall it for tests, and then being able to properly utilize it in his career. So sun theanine and DHA.
Janet, talking about patented ingredients like sun theanine, what is the difference between a patented ingredient and a non-patented ingredient?
Okay, so sun theanine is patented, and what that sun theanine means is that they have, and it may go beyond this description that I'm giving, but I would tell you that it assures the consumer, the patent has critically important aspects. What is the source of the raw material, how the extraction of the active ingredient takes place, and how the active ingredient is stabilized and maintained at a guaranteed dose when the consumer swallows that theanine capsule or tablet.
So there is a major difference between a patented and a non-patented item in the particular formulation.
The patented item has to show to the patent office that it is distinguishable from other forms of theanine. It has been tested for components and stability, and it has been tested for effect, the effect that, using sun theanine as an example, the effect that theanine is able to achieve in a person's body and brain, and that is able to be proven based on the studies done in the past.
So if you're looking at any specific product that says patented, you know you're getting probably the best ingredients that could be gotten. I know there are, in the area of a herb that I happen to like is curcumin, and there are companies that are using different patented forms of curcumin. But let's get back to stress.
Okay, well, the curcumin actually, in a very broad sense, would be helpful with regard to stress, because if you're dealing with inflammation, which the curcumin extract is going to be extremely efficient at keeping in line and reducing, if you're dealing with inflammation, a lot of times different function in your body is interrupted. The normal function isn't there. It's disrupted. So when you reduce that inflammation and normal function is restored, to a certain extent, that's going to be a minimizer of the sensation of stress.
All right. So moving along, you mentioned how youngsters that are in college can help deal with stress by taking specific products to relieve them rather than pharmaceutical. Moving along in years, after college, I think most people are looking to get married. They enter relationships and they start married life. And being married has its own challenges because in addition to stress, you may have disagreements among the parties involved, and you may get some nasty effects by people either shouting, hitting, and who knows what else that goes on. So there's a case where you're not only dealing with stress, but aggressiveness. And if you have to counsel two people that have just gotten married that are experiencing all these difficulties, what would be some of the things you point out to them?
First of all, that there may be an underlying nutritional resistance or deficiency, and that their brain chemistry and ultimately their emotional outbursts can very often be resolved by supporting that and overcoming that nutritional difference. So, neurotransmitters, dopamine and serotonin, both of those being very important to maintain an even keel, not necessarily responding with rage or aggressiveness. When your brain chemistry is supported and balanced, and boy, is this a pet area that I love to work with. Because again, so many people turn to pharmaceuticals or turn to foods, comfort foods that are not good foods for us. And if they only knew the way to support their brain chemistry through the proper use of certain amino acids. So theanine, as we talked about, is an amino acid extracted from green tea. But now we can move into something called tryptophan or 5-HTP. 5-HTP being a metabolite of the amino acid tryptophan. And they work in slightly different ways, and they'd be appropriate to use for different individuals. So that is very helpful for supporting serotonin levels. Theanine also supports serotonin levels. And then there's GABA.
Love GABA. I think that's a great product.
It's if the world knew about GABA, it would be a better place. So, supporting serotonin, supporting dopamine function. And so those are two ways to absolutely minimize stressful sensations, stressful situations. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after this.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center. And welcome back. We're talking about stress on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and stress is something that's everywhere.
You brought up two important products that help people deal with stress.
I have more.
Oh, I know. And that was a sun-thinning product. And I know that comes at 100 milligram and a 200 milligram. And then we brought up curcumin, which are patented forms which help reduce inflammation, which could lead to stress. And then we spoke about GABA. And the products, the GABA and the sun-thinning, are relatively inexpensive. The curcumin could be a little bit more expensive than the GABA and the theanine. However, under stressful conditions, it's a lot cheaper than a pharmaceutical, and it has virtually no side effects, where pharmaceuticals have a great deal of side effects that can damage your body while you're trying to help yourself be less stressful. And in the area of ages, Janet, we just finished about a young married couple. Now, they move on, and they may have 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5 kids, which presents a whole new avenue of stress in their lives. So do you think the kids face stress while the parents are going through stress, even though they are young? Or do you think the kids are just oblivious to what the parents are experiencing, or do they feel what the parents are going through affects their lives?
I have never met an oblivious kid.
Okay, they're very smart.
They are tuned in. They are tuned in to mommy. They're tuned in to daddy. They're tuned into atmosphere. And so there are very lovely formulas, specifically from a company called Highlands, that have calming homeopathic formulas very specifically appropriate for children. And homeopathy is a way to approach children's, maintaining children's status both emotionally and physically. So you can strengthen your kids' immune systems. You can enhance their sleep habits. You can make sure that they are experiencing sensation of calm, all with homeopathic formulas. Very easy to use. The kids love them because they might have a slightly sweet taste and extremely appropriate for kids. And I just want to go back to curcumin for a moment. There is a very expensive form, BCM95, which is an extract of turmeric that is a patented version of curcumin. And it is very effective. It's available from a variety of different companies. I was very fortunate to attend a seminar given by the Baylor researcher who has done all of that underlying support research in order to achieve the claims that they are making for the BCM95. However, for people on a budget, I have suggestions on how to use the spice turmeric in such a way that they will achieve very identifiable, beneficial anti-inflammatory results. So lots to do for the kids with homeopathy, and many different ways to adjust individuals' utilization of health-supporting substances that fit their budgets. Lots of ways to do that.
Well, I know over the course of the next several months, we're going to have people as guests on the air speaking about the lines of products that are available at Tunney's. And I know you will definitely have somebody speaking about Highlands. There's no question about that. And there's another line for kids called Sitta, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with. There are condition-specific homeopathy formulas that direct it toward the kid who is facing some issues with respect to either sleep or stress or any one of a whole host of issues that kids experience when they're going through a period from their twos until their sixes or sevens or 8 year olds. So it's wise for people to come in and see you when we are open and discuss with you some of the areas that you may be looking at with respect to your kids. But getting back to the stress level, does the stress start with the kids first, or does the stress level start with the parents first?
Yes.
Okay, both.
Okay. The parents may be wanting to do the very best for their children, and possibly one size doesn't fit all, so to speak. So it isn't what works with one child will surely work with another child. You do have to personalize the approach. And so sometimes there would be a child having anxiety, let's say about going to a daycare situation, or a child exhibiting aggressive tendencies in that daycare situation. So that's a stress both for the child and for the parent, because the parent has to deal with that and help the child normalize their interaction within the given situation. And then, of course, here comes the evening, and the children are finally put to bed, and yes, they're calm and falling asleep, but it has been a demanding time frame. Feed those children a balanced dinner, and will those children eat their vegetables? Will they eat what is on the plate? And are you, after coming home from a day of work, are you energized enough that you're going to be able to put together that health-supporting meal? And then the kids need to have a bath. Okay, getting them organized into their bath, hopefully reading a little bit of a story, having some personalized interaction with each of the children, very demanding on the parents. So, and now they can finally relax. Are they going to choose a glass of wine that will provide some relaxation, or are they going to choose some of the substances that we've talked about? There's very pleasant tasting theanine wafers. There's very pleasant tasting chewies with a chocolate minty flavor. There's very pleasant liquid forms of calming substances that are an option with regard to what's the best way to soothe yourself, to calm yourself down so that you have a restful night's sleep after a very busy and demanding day. Nothing wrong with the red wine. Try to choose an organic one. But also understand that there are other options out there, that it doesn't necessarily have to be wine is the only way to relax and calm down after a busy day.
I think one of the best things that people can do is exercise. I know it's difficult if a married couple have one, two, three, or four children, but there are ways to take the kids with you to do some form of exercise that they would enjoy. Take them to the local park, and you do your running or your jumping or your weight training or whatever you can do to relieve your stress, and maybe just taking the kids and put them on a swing or a sliding pond where they can laugh and play and be happy would eliminate the stress in them. So you have to be creative. And I think some of the points you brought out, Janet, are ways to be creative. So it's important to understand that we're going through different stress levels in our life at different stages. But each stage may require a different type of relief to get the stress behind you. And I know we only got a couple of minutes left. So in closing, what I would like to do is today's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday, our last show of the week. Maybe tomorrow we could start the show by starting where we left off today.
Sounds like a plan to
me. And I think that people in the different stages of life have an opportunity now to talk to their friends, neighbors, and relatives, and other people that they may know. Tune in tomorrow to 1470 AM at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're on for the 1 hour for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, which deals with health and how you can deal with health challenges and make your life a whole lot better.
And tomorrow, I will be joining you by phone on Friday and Monday. I'm traveling to see my college granddaughter and looking forward to that visit.
I have one that just turned 18 today, 21 years old.
Uh-huh.
So that's Caitlin. And she'll be getting a phone call as soon as I get off the air.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so, I'll make sure I send her your regards.
Congratulations, yes, and happy Good. Birthday to Caitlin.
So we'll look forward to doing this again tomorrow.
I'll be here by phone. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.